Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Catch the Wave by Stephen Cole will introduce you to the Holy Spirit in a way that makes him real and personal. Experience the thrill of Holy Spirit-empowered ministry. Engineer, teacher, author Stephen Cole guides you with an engineer's precision through a powerful teaching on the ministry and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Stephen has spent 25 years as an instrumentation engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He also has been a Holy Spirit-filled believer since early 1967 and a student of the Bible. Author of Catch the Wave, Experience the Thrill of Spirit-Empowered Living, Stephen Cole joins us on This Week in America. Stephen, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
This will be an interesting conversation. I'll mention that Stephen's book's available wherever books are sold, and I'll give you all that information as we go through the program today. What inspired Catch the Wave, this story, and talk about the title, Catching the Wave? What does that mean?
Well, a long time ago, God told me that he was going to send a revival of the Holy Spirit being poured out on normal Christians in the church, and that everyday believers are going to do the works that Jesus did. And I looked around, and there wasn't many people talking about how that happens, how to get connected to the Holy Spirit or the works of the Holy Spirit. So I started a seminar at the large church I was going to at the time. I would teach a two-hour seminar once a month, and that lasted for about 3 years. And when I stopped doing it, I was asked to make a videotape of it, and I said, well, I've decided to put it in a book. And they said, oh, that's even better. And the book came directly out of that seminar. In fact, the next to the last chapter is about dealing with demons, because I used to get a lot of talk, a lot of questions about how do you defend yourself against the demonic onslaught when you decide to do the stuff of the Holy Spirit. So I got into that a lot. And that ended up as part of the book. Now, the wave, the decision to call it Catch the Wave, actually, it's kind of embarrassing because I stole the title from the pastor's wife. She had a women's group called Catch the Wave. And as soon as I heard that title, it fit. It fit perfectly into what I was doing. And without asking or saying anything to her, I stole the name. I later apologized profusely for doing that, but she started calling her group Women's Wave, which is a little bit more definitive for her teaching.
That's amazing.
That's where the name came from.
Well, and it is appropriate, isn't it? It's like God led you to that name, and it's like, go ahead, use it. Catch the wave, catching the wave. It really expresses the temperament of the book, the theme of the book. The book is Catch the Wave, as we just mentioned. The author is Stephen Cole. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will take you to Stephen's page on Amazon. You'll get information. Order the book there as well. Interesting you mentioned the demonic forces, and that became a chapter in the book. Talk about that here briefly in the book. Were there forces at work against you as you were doing this, and it was obviously effective, obviously catching on, obviously people wanted more? Was there activity trying to get you to stop this?
Occasionally, since we moved to Arizona, I was given the opportunity to preach. And when I would preach against the demonic influence that we all face, before I got a chance to preach, I'd be under a satanic attack. And the only way to deal with it is to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. That's the power that God gave us to deal with the enemy. Jesus was out on the Mount of Transfiguration with three of his disciples one day, came down from the mountain, and the rest of his disciples were trying to cast out a demon from this demon-possessed boy. The story's in the book. But they said to Jesus, why couldn't we cast him out? Jesus came down the mountain, said, okay, leave, go, and it was gone. And Jesus said, some kind only come out with prayer and fasting. Well, what does prayer and fasting do? It increases our relationship with God. So the better relationship we have between us and God, the more authority we have in the satanic realm.
Okay. That's
how you deal with it.
And that and so much more is in Stephen's book, Catch the Wave. Again, the book available wherever books are sold. When you start talking about the Holy Spirit, people go into Trinity, and you point out biblically that's really not what it's called, is it?
Well, we can call it the Trinity. We can call it the Godhead.
Yes.
I think Godhead is a more biblical view of it.
But yes.
There are three guys. You know, Benjamin Franklin said a committee is perfectly great at solving problems as long as the membership in the committee is held to one. Well, the Godhead is a committee of three.
Yes.
But they are all in perfect agreement. And that's what's unique about the Godhead or the Trinity. They're all in perfect agreement as to what needs to be done.
What do you think are some of the common misunderstandings about the Holy Spirit and the spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit?
Well, some churches teach that the miracles died out in the first century when the book of the Bible was completely compiled. But in Revelation, John, who is writing this down, is about to write something that the angel said, and God says, don't write that. Well, if John's told not to write something that happened in heaven while he was an observer of it, it's obvious that the word is not really complete. They say that in 1 Corinthians 13, when the perfect comes, that which is imperfect or incomplete will pass away. And they talk about tongues. They also talk about knowledge. I don't think knowledge has passed away.
No, no.
So this idea that because the Bible is complete, the gifts of the Spirit have passed away is erroneous.
That's really fascinating, and there's so much that's in Stephen's book, just sort of stopping and absorbing that. It presents the Holy Spirit in a different way. And one thing you talk about there, as well as we can all minister, talk about that, the fact that we're all called on to do ministering like you've been able to do.
Yes. Every believer has the opportunity to be filled with the Holy Spirit. God doesn't force anything on anybody. He doesn't even force salvation on everybody. Jesus died for all humanity. He suffered the penalty of God for the sins of every single human being who would ever live on the earth. But all God gets out of that is a remnant, a small group of people who accept that forgiveness. And you talk about the things that break God's heart. I think that's one of the most important things that breaks God's heart. Here, Jesus went through all that suffering, untold suffering, much more than just the pain of the cross itself. He went through God pouring out all the penalties of the sins of all humanity upon him, so that we could be forgiven, and only a handful accept that forgiveness.
Stephen's book is called Catch the Wave. The book, again, is available wherever books are sold, and you can go directly to Stephen's Amazon page, get information, order the book there at Amazon.com. That link is direct on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How can believers identify and walk in God's timing? What should we be looking for? How do we know that we've identified the Holy Spirit and we can work in that spirit?
Well, every believer who accepts Jesus as Savior has the Holy Spirit within them. But being baptized in the Holy Spirit is another level. It's an experience with God equivalent, if not greater, than being saved. It was for me. And once you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, then you're equipped to deliver the gifts of the Spirit, provided you're willing. And the key in all this is being able to hear the voice of God and recognize it as the voice of God.
I was just going to ask you, how do you do that? How do you know that voice, that feeling that you have, is God speaking to you?
Well, that's the last chapter.
Okay.
And there's a reason why it's the last chapter. When I was filled with the Holy Spirit, God would come to me and ask me for something, ask me to do something or to say something in prophecy. And I wasn't quite sure that it was him, because it sounds a lot like my own human thoughts. But there's a unique timbre to his voice, which can be learned. And I encourage people, if you have any doubt that it's God, ask him. Just say, "Is this you?" And in the early days, I did that. And if it was God, my teeth would tingle. Now, I don't know physiologically how teeth could possibly tingle, but my teeth would tingle, and I would know, oh, it's God, so I should do it, which I did.
Interesting.
And God would typically give me half a sentence, so I'd have to speak that half sentence, trusting God to finish the sentence and not make me look like an absolute fool. But he never showed me up. He always came through and finished that sentence, and even more on top of that.
Talk about the peace, the satisfaction that you feel filled with the Holy Spirit. I can tell it as you're talking about it, that you really feel good, warm inside. There's sort of a difference when you talk to somebody like you that's so excited about what you're able to do. What is it like when you're filled with the Holy Spirit?
Well, let me talk about a difference in understanding that came about a few years ago. My wife had Alzheimer's for 4 years.
Sorry to hear that.
Finally had to put her in a lockdown facility because I couldn't deal with her anymore. And I got a telephone call in the middle of the night saying that she had died.
Oh.
I'd already told them what funeral home to take her body to, so that wasn't a factor. But it broke my heart. And God promised to heal broken hearts. And after that, I found that when I started to pray in the Spirit, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14 that when we pray in the Spirit, it's our human spirit that's praying, and our mind is unfruitful. In other words, we don't understand what we're saying. But by praying in the Spirit, the joy of God would rise up within me, and that overwhelmed the feelings of sorrow that I had at the passing of my wife after 47 years of marriage. I loved her to the end, which made that feeling of loss even more impactful.
Yes.
But it was the joy of the Lord that overwhelmed that, and that happened as I would pray in the Spirit. I used to think praying in the Spirit was kind of an added extra to prepare me to deliver a gift of the Holy Spirit. But I came to find out it's also the way God heals broken hearts.
An amazing story from Stephen Cole, our guest on the program. The book is available, again, wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Amazon, for example, and we've got all that information on our website. So the book is very easy to read. It really is changing lives, people who are reading and learning. You start off, Stephen, in the book, real-life stories of transformations, of breakthroughs, including your own. Interesting story. Tell us a little bit about your background, where this all began for you.
Well, I'd grown up basically a good kid, but I'd been picked on a lot because I was overweight and I wasn't an athlete by any stretch of the imagination. But I was a loner all through high school. And when I got to college, I decided not to be a loner. So there was a week where different clubs would put on set up booths and advertise themselves to the student population. And the day that I decided to go check it out was a Wednesday. And the only booth that was open was for a Christian club called Alpha Omega. So I started attending their meetings. And the president of the club realized that I was not a Christian. So he invited me to his church. And I figured everybody goes in the morning. I'm going to go in the evening. And they had the Teen Challenge Drug Addict Choir that evening. And I remember one testimony to this day. It was a guy who'd been picked up for drug possession. He'd been arraigned, and he was out on bail. And he'd come to know Jesus as Savior. And I wanted what he had. So when the altar call was given, I went forward, and my life changed. That's when I came to Jesus as Savior. And a few months later, a man, a tool and die maker, was inviting college students to his home to talk about the baptism in the Holy Spirit and delivering gifts of the Spirit. And I went. And his explanations were excellent. But after the meeting, everything was kind of breaking up, and he was praying for different people. And a conversation was going on between me and God. I said, God, I don't want to do this tonight. And he said, do it now. And I said, but, you know, I've heard about people coming out of the waters of baptism speaking in tongues. And I was going to be baptized in about a week and a half. And I don't know where I got that idea. But God says, do it now. And I finally relented. And I asked John, the leader of the group, to pray for me, and he did. And I understood why, on the day of Pentecost, they thought the disciples were drunk, because I couldn't get out of the chair if I had to, or walk a straight line. It was so physically overwhelming to me, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And God started talking to me. I started praying in the Spirit that night, praying in tongues. And I attended an afterglow meeting after the evening service at the church I was attending. And I would pray in the Spirit for a few seconds and then speak English that God had given me, speak words that God had given me in prophecy for a while, and then go back to tongues and pray for a while, and then go back to English and give words that God had given me. And they were really surprised that I could do this. They said, is this the first time you spoke in tongues? I said, no. But it's how I was introduced, by delivering the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I hope that answers the question.
Yes, it's an amazing story. And then you go on, you talk more about transformations and the experiences that people had in the remainder of the book, Catch the Wave. Stephen Cole is the author and our guest on the program. You encourage the listeners to go out and feel the Spirit as well. Some people would like to do that, but they fear feel that they're spiritually stuck. Maybe they've been doing, praying the same way, going to church the same way for decades, and they feel stuck. How do you get them out of that stuckness to appreciate the Holy Spirit and to spread the Spirit?
I don't think I've ever encountered anybody like that, to tell you the truth.
Interesting.
People who have been filled with the Holy Spirit have a new communication language with God, both their human spirit to God in tongues and God speaking to them personally. And they can recognize that, yes, this is really God. Yes, this is what God's telling me to do. And if they're willing to do it, God will give them more things to do. If they're not willing to do it, and we all have the option of saying no to God, it's not a wise thing to do, but we do have that option, then God eventually stops asking until we repent and ask for his forgiveness. Even today, after being filled with the Spirit for 58 years, occasionally God will give me a word to speak in church, a word of prophecy, and I won't do it because I think it's me. And I've gone past the point where I know that it's God. And as I reflect on it later in the week, I know that God was talking to me, but I didn't do it. So I had to repent. I had to ask for God's forgiveness. And as I did, I asked him to, again, speak through me, to give me these words and help me to recognize his voice when he speaks. And he does. Because I repent, because I ask for his forgiveness, he forgives. God is great at forgiving. He really is.
Well, it's good because we are in a position to ask for forgiveness a lot sometimes with the way that the lives are conducted. This book will touch you on so many ways. You'll understand why the book is receiving excellent reviews. The ministry, The Message of Stephen Cole, our guest on the program. A few minutes left in the program. I have no idea where the time is going, but it's gone by way too quickly. You talk at the beginning of the book about the book deals at length with the Holy Spirit, the least understood member of the Godhead. And you talk about the periods that the Holy Spirit is especially active. And you talk about revivals, is what you call them. And it happens every, 20 or 30, 40 years. Where are we now in terms of going through a revival period again? Are we close to one? Have we gone through one? Where are we?
Well, I initially wrote the book about 25 years ago. And the book hasn't really changed, but I left it in God's hands about what to do with it. And for the longest time, it kind of lingered. But the response that I'm getting this time toward the book is substantially different. So I think the time of Jesus' return is getting closer. And I think this is the time for people to recognize what abilities God wants to give them in delivering his gifts to other people. Some Pentecostals say you only get three gifts, but I don't think the gifts are resident in the individual. I think they're resident in the Holy Spirit. And God can deliver any one of the nine gifts at any time, provided three things. There's a need for that gift. God doesn't do fireworks demonstrations. Secondly, the willingness of God to deliver the gift. If God doesn't want to do it, there's no way to talk him into it. And then third, a human being willing to partner with God to deliver the gift to someone else, to another human being. If we're willing to do that, then God will step up and bless that person, and bless us for delivering it.
You know, the time is right. This is a powerfully written book. It's very easy to understand, just like listening to Stephen talk. It's all there. It's all laid out. It's all backed up with biblical fact. It really is a job well done. And obviously the time is right for this book now. Stephen Cole, our guest on the program. You'll find his book at Amazon, the usual places. The full title, Catch the Wave, Experience the Thrill of Spirit-Empowered Living. Stephen Cole is the author. I'd like to thank Authors Perspective Press for arranging our conversation with Stephen today. They are a forward-thinking hybrid publishing company at the nexus of innovation and strategy dedicated to guiding authors through the intricate landscaping of publishing and marketing. AuthorsPerspectivePress.com. We thank them for this conversation. And of course, Stephen, thank you for being on the program and talking to us about something that's really been a big part of your life, and you've been sharing it with other people successfully. I mean, you've been making life much better for the people that you've come in contact with this book. It's been a pleasure, sir. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Once again, Stephen Cole. The book is Catch the Wave, Experience the Thrill of Spirit-Empowered Living. Book available wherever books are sold. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.